That also open doors.
There's poop on the floor. Let's close this door.
Please close that door. How about we just put down the windows?
I'll just put down the windows.
The car's not on.
Car's not on. Turn the car on, Clayman. Why'd you turn it off?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
So what did you do this week, Nathan? I don't know if y'all could tell. But the
you need the to record- be better at this, Claiborne.
The recording stopped
this
on
is
its
episode
own.
Episode 3.
Look, it takes at least 7 times to get it right.
Honestly,
what?
I don't want to hear your excuses.
Okay, I don't want to hear you on my podcast. Get out.
Okay, now that he's gone, we can finally talk about what I want to talk about. Why percussion sucks. Listen. What's the point? I can keep my own time.
You know what, Claiborne?
I don't see why.
I'm gonna join the podcast again. Not because you told me to, but because I feel like you would be suffering if it wasn't for my. You probably would be fine.
Tubbiness.
Shut up. Anyway, the second most interesting thing I've done this week.
Okay.
I've watched this TV series
called Undone.
I told you about it.
Yeah. Well, no. I've never heard of it, Nathan. What is Undone?
I would love to tell you, man. First of all, are we recording?
Yeah.
Because you kind of slipped up.
This is the most unprofessional episode we've done.
That's what they love us for.
And that is what they love us for. Who loves us for that? No one.
There's no they. But there...
There's a very small they.
There will soon be a they. And then, they will be them. There.
So, okay. So
then
they will look back now
on them
and realize them is they.
Them is they. They is them.
They is them. Them is they.
I watched Undone. It's about this girl named Alma. A-L-M-A. She is Hispanic, right? She had a daddy. Daddy died. She ain't got no daddy. Right?
Original.
Extremely. She was in this car, right? You know how cars go.
Yeah.
Like you drive in one, right?
Sometimes.
She was upset, right? So she was driving. She was like, oh, snap. Let me see what happens if I run into this tree real quick.
Oh, wow. Wait, what?
But right before she did, she saw her dad.
Like where? Like
just... like standing there, just like looking at her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just staring in?
Just staring in. So then she crashed. She got into a coma. And then she started seeing her dad like everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the show kind of plays around with the idea of her being schizophrenic.
Okay.
You know what schizophrenia is?
Yeah.
It's where people, like, disassociate reality from imagination.
Yeah.
They, like, make things up.
I do take AP Psych, so I'm good.
I really wanted to take Psych.
It's a really good class.
I really wanted... It's so crazy. The human mind... You know, I was watching this one video about hypnosis.
Yeah.
It's like, the way that they speak... is the same way your mind thinks while you're dreaming. So they put you back into that dream state.
Yeah.
And you know how in a dream, like, you can see a giraffe in a hot air balloon, mm-hmm. and you'll think, oh, that's normal.
Yeah, that's normal.
So no matter what they say to you, you'll think, oh, that's normal.
Yeah. So.
So Alma, she starts seeing her dad. And then, you know. People start saying, you have schizophrenia. Your dad isn't really there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, he's right here.
Oh.
So then she just...
So that's what the whole show is about. It's about...
Basically. Her dad is trying to get her to solve his murder.
Oh.
So he talks to her, tells her where to go, what to do, what to say. And then people don't see him, but she sees him.
You know what this reminds me of?
Tell me.
13 Reasons Why. Did you not watch that show?
I mean, I watched like the first 7 minutes.
7 minutes?
Yeah.
What about the first 7 minutes could be that bad that you quit?
It just wasn't, it wasn't appealing. I'm sorry. It just...
Well, the show's not that good.
Aren't they on like season 3?
Yeah.
It's 13 reasons. That's 13 episodes. I mean,
they told all 13 reasons in the first season. But they kept going.
Dang, this is getting really good reaction.
And at the end of the first season, you're like, okay, I know the 13 reasons. And then they announced making season 2.
Wait, hold up. Didn't they come out with like a thing like, oh, snap, it's 13 tapes, but each tape has another side?
No. Okay, well, in the first season, there are 7 tapes, but each one had 14 2 sides. Reasons. Well, tape 7 only had one side.
So you're lying. So it's not every tape?
No. I mean, there was a B-side to tape 7, but no one used it. Now, what season 2 and 3 were about, I have no clue.
You didn't watch them?
No.
How does this relate to that?
Well, you see, okay. The dad died, right?
Dad died?
And he's trying to make the daughter find out why he died, right? Or how he died. 13 Reasons Why, the girl dies. And she tries to make everyone else understand why she died. Same concept.
But with him, he's trying to, like, prevent his death. Like...
Prevent his death?
He teaches her how to, like, time travel.
You completely... You did not mention that.
It wasn't...
That.
Okay.
That's an integral part of the show.
The reason I didn't mention it is because, like I said, they play around with the idea of schizophrenia. So you don't know if she's actually time traveling or not.
Oh. So you don't know if it's real or not.
There are two instances. No, okay. 3 instances where you're like, this girl has powers.
Yeah.
You want me to go through them?
Sure.
First one. She, so her sister's getting married to this dude, right?
Okay.
But her sister had sex with a bartender while she was engaged to this dude.
Oh.
So they're at her wedding, and then Alma comes up, and the sister's like, where you been? I said, I don't know. Lisa was out with some bartender like you was.
Oh.
And then at that exact moment, the husband comes up. And he's like, dang, really? Like this? And then he walks away. And then Alma starts getting yelled at by everyone. And then she closes her eyes. And then out of nowhere, it goes right back to her walking up to her sister and her telling her why you're late.
Oh.
So then she's like, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean it. And then the husband comes up again.
And then what happens?
And then they're cool.
Oh, so nothing happened.
Yeah.
I see. And that was treated as what happened throughout the rest of the show.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Okay. Seems like so would you recommend that
to
everyone?
Absolutely.
Let me try to make a good show.
God.
Have you seen The Boys on Amazon?
I've heard of it. Is that superpower show?
Yeah, it's about superheroes. But imagine if they actually existed.
That reminds me of My Hero Academia.
I guess it does. I still have not watched that show.
Watch. Have you seen Blue Exorcist?
No.
Have you seen Death Note?
No.
You disappoint me, Clayton.
I will get around to it. I will.
We talked about this like last month.
Listen. I need time. I need to be in the right mindset.
You gotta get your heart ready for it?
Yes.
It's a heart-wrenching series.
Which one?
Both.
Both? Blue Exorcist?
Mainly Blue Exorcist.
Okay. It seems like Death Note is not very... It seems like it's very gothy. By the name of the show.
Well, yeah. It's not, like, cheery. Like, you're not gonna laugh.
I mean, if you write people's names down in a book and they die, I don't see how that can be.
How do you know that?
Because that's all I know about it.
Well, now you just ruined the show.
Is that the whole premise? Is that the only reason you watch the show?
No. Actually, yeah.
Is it that or no?
I don't want to say there's a twist because there isn't.
Oh, okay.
It just keeps going with that concept.
You could say there is a twist, and then there's not a twist. And then the twist is that there's not a twist.
Well, then there is a twist.
The twist is that there's no twist, but you thought there was a twist.
Is it? It could be twisty.
That's very twisty. Gotta be careful not to get caught in those turns.
You mean those twists?
No. Twists and turns are the same thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's The Boys about?
The Boys is about superheroes.
Yeah.
But they are controlled by a corporation.
Ew, so they have, like, jobs?
Yeah.
Like, One Punch Man? Like,
their job. Yeah, kind of. So they're like, hey, we'll give you Starboy. There's no one named Starboy. They're like, hey, we'll send Starboy out there if you pay us this much. Or we'll send you out there, but y'all gotta pay us since your town has, like, a bunch of crime in it. But it's extremely R-rated.
I love how you had to say extremely.
I want to warn them.
As if R-rated wasn't enough.
I mean, I just want to warn them.
It's bloody, but it's all red blood. I don't want to shock you or anything.
The blood is very red.
So there is blood.
Yeah, but the superheroes, they all suck.
What do you mean?
They all suck.
Like suck in quality, suck in character, suck in personality, suck in strength?
All of them. Well, they don't suck, like, quality-wise. Like if I bought them, I'd be like, I bet. But if I had to, like, live with them, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Why would you want
to
buy a person?
Because... So you know, they can protect your city.
People think like you. Wait, a few hundred years ago led to slavery.
Listen.
And that's why we in Montgomery, Alabama right now. Because folks want to own other people.
If I'm mayor.
Ever heard of Rosa Parks? Huh?
No.
Bet you didn't. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If I own City X.
City X.
And Corporation X, it's like, hey, they'll have a lot of crime.
Oh, snap.
I'm like, yeah. How about you give us $200,000?
Wait a minute. The going rate for a superhero is $200,000?
It's a lot more than that, actually. It's
that,
like,
is nothing.
It's in the millions, I think.
Oh, I guess.
But I don't.
I guess that's more. Okay.
And I wish I could go into more about it, but it's all spoilers.
Don't go into
all of it. Either that or I can't talk about it on the podcast. But it's very good. I would recommend it.
So both Amazon Prime originals?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you seen Ben 10?
Okay. Ben 10 was one of the shows.
Don't,
it would come on to cartoon.
Don't say... Don't.
Can I finish?
Claiborne. Okay, before you say anything...
Okay.
Our friendship is good.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is don't say anything that could jeopardize that.
I'll stop talking.
Yeah, that's probably best. Because if you say bad... If you bad-mouth anything about my Ben Tennyson...
I wasn't going to badmouth it.
My Ben Jameson Tennyson the second.
Is that his name?
I have no idea. I have no absolute idea. What were you about to say?
Are you sure you want me to
just
say it?
Just say it, man. Just say it.
Ben 10 was one of those shows I used to watch. And I'll be honest, I didn't watch Cartoon Network that much as a little kid. When I did watch it and it would come on, that's when I would, like, go do something else and come back.
It's wait, like, for it to turn off?
Because I didn't know. All I knew is that he had this... freaking watch.
Yeah.
And he had monsters.
The Omnitrix.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
The Omnitrix?
The Omnitrix.
Omnitrix. That's a horrible name.
That was the name of my ex-girlfriend in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
She definitely was an Omnitrix.
I was about to make a joke about her being like...
A trick?
Yeah.
You know Omni means all, right?
Oh, it does. Omnipotent?
Yeah.
All-knowing,
all-encompassing. Yeah, she did everything.
Everything.
Like stuff you wouldn't think she would do these things.
That explains why she's your ex-girlfriend.
I just want the records to show that I've never dated a girl named Omnitrix.
Come on, look her up now.
Please don't.
Everyone who listens is going to look
please
her up on
don't.
Instagram.
Please, Omnitrix _ bad B alert.
Bad B alert?
Bad B alert. That's her maiden name. Anyway, so you
she
have
got married?
She did everything.
That's true. You were saying?
So you didn't watch Ben 10?
No.
Have you seen Generator X?
I'm sweating. No.
Have you seen Chowder?
Is that the show about the blue guy?
The blue guy?
Chowder, he was the blue guy.
Chowder is purple.
He's not purple.
His dad was blue.
I promise you, Chowder...
Not his dad. He didn't really have a family.
What?
He had
that's really sad.
He didn't have a family, but... when you think about it, like, a lot of old school cartoons are really depressing. You know that, what's that one with the House of Friends?
House of Friends?
The Imaginary House of Friends. It was on Cartoon Network. It had that blue ghost, that really tall black dude who was red, who liked to play basketball. You knew he was black. They just didn't want to do
it. I really don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't... You have no idea.
No.
A little blue ghost.
No.
A tall red man with one arm who played basketball.
You have to show me a picture.
Oh, my God.
Nathan's pulling up a picture. What did I watch? Let me think. I remember... I don't know why this came up or why I thought of this. I watched a show called Oswald.
Oz? Explain it.
It was in... I have no clue what it was about. It was about an octopus and two other animals. Remember, that's how I learned to cross the street. Because every episode... They would go to the park.
That's how you...
And they would say left, right, left. And the traffic light would like ding every time they said left, right, left.
This is where you gained your knowledge from?
And every time I crossed the street, I look left, right, and left. I've never seen that in my life.
You've never seen this.
Look up. Wait, what's the name of it? So they can see what they're...
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Look up that. Foster's Home for the Imaginary Friends.
I promise you they've seen it.
If you've seen it, donate $5.
If you haven't seen it, just donate 10.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did I watch? I remember Max and Ruby.
Max and Ruby. Ruby and Max. I wanted to punch Max in the face.
Max was an idiot.
Max could catch these hands.
That Ooh. Dude, I feel so bad for Ruby.
When I was a kid, I used to love Max. He was like, he had always had the best toys. Yes. He had a gang of toys, man.
Yes.
His toys were so fly. But then, now that I'm my age, and I see how he's always messing with his older sister for no reason.
He needs to get punched in the nose.
Look. Now, I know I'm probably not going to be agreed with by everybody who listens to this. But I think if you grow up your entire life without getting punched in the stomach, you're not going to have any respect. Like, for anyone. Have you been punched in the stomach before?
Yes.
Claiborne, do I have to punch you in the stomach?
No,
right now? Do I have to punch
you
in the stomach?
Okay, let me think. It's a customer. I got in Scouts.
I ain't nothing dangerous ever happened in Scouts.
Hey man, when you're in the woods.
Okay. All anything right.
That what? Sounds really bad.
But, when you're in the woods.
Yeah. Well, I
have a question.
What?
Are Scout Masters really looking for little boys' booties? Because I keep seeing this around. Like, I have a friend who's in Scouts. I don't want Claiborne. You can talk to me.
No.
It's okay.
No.
You're not the
victim.
Let
me think. I've met a lot of Scout Masters in my time.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost equal. No, let me think. I've never met a Scout Master like that.
Have anyone just
I've met a few looked at weird you special? Ones. Wait, what?
Have anyone looked at you special?
No.
Has anyone given you a smaller pair of shorts than you ordered?
No.
It's like, ooh.
After my first frisbee game...
You need to wear a small.
Unnamed coach smacked me on the butt with his frisbee and said, good game.
Well, that's different. Because, like, that's sports.
That is sports.
But if you just, like, tied a brand new knot and said, hey, good game, I'll be odd. Like, no one does that.
Listen, Scoutmasters... Okay, let me say this.
Yeah.
That does happen. Probably. Wait. I'm assuming.
Oh, Scoutmasters looking for little boys' booty?
Probably.
You know, there are a lot of occupations that are looking for little boys' booties.
Catholic priests?
We don't even gotta talk about
the first church I played for, it was a Catholic church.
Was they looking for little boys' booties?
I mean, first day he came up to me and shook my hand and got a little scared.
Oh, no.
He said, if you need any help, just let me know. Claiborne, I was like, I don't want your help.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Your booty almost got took that day.
It got really close. And my mom wasn't there because I couldn't drive.
Claiborne!
That was real close.
Yo, booty almost got took.
Yes.
Booty's such a weird word.
You know what's crazy about Catholic churches?
Tell me.
They all drink out of the same cup.
Do they?
At communion.
Our communion.
Look, or let me.
Black communion.
Yeah.
We get a little cup.
They get the little plastic cup.
I get a little cup, and on top of it, it's so cool how they do this.
Yeah.
They get a cup, right?
Yeah.
Lid.
Oh,
on
really?
On top of that lid, or not a lid, but a cover.
Okay.
You know? On top of that cover, it's a little wafer.
Yes.
On top of that wafer is another color. Another cover.
At this church, they have four rows.
Yeah.
Of these. They're not priests. Whatever they are.
And white men in robes?
Yes. That's actually what they are. They were all white. Anyways, they hold this little, like, what's like a fancy looking cup? It's almost like a trophy, but like it's actually used. It starts with a C. It's like a chalice?
I think that's what it is. A chalice?
A chalice. That's probably not it. But
C-H-A-L-I-S? L-I-S-E?
Yeah. They get in these lines, and they feed them the wine. And I'm like, and they go one by one. I'm like, I don't want to knock
from the same thing.
I don't want to knock Catholicism.
You know how many people I know that backwash?
A lot.
You can catch AIDS at church.
Imagine being the last person up there.
You gonna get AIDS. And how you gonna explain that to your family? Where you get AIDS from? Church.
They're not gonna go to church.
Dude.
I mean, and they asked me and my mom. They're like, would y'all like to come up? And we were like, no, thank you. They do that every week. Not even every first Sunday. Once a week.
That is nasty.
But I will say this about them.
What's up?
You know how black churches, they last like 2 hours? This church does the exact same things that we do. But in like an hour. They get the intro done, the sermon, communion once a week.
Mm-hmm.
They do call to worship, all that.
Like the little thing benediction. Where, like, if you have lost God and you want to find him again, yeah, like, exactly. Please come down to the...
They do that. They do all that in 1 hour. But it takes us two and a half hours.
I can't do a white church. Can I tell you why?
Why?
When I first moved to Montgomery, I told my dad, I'm like, okay, look,
be careful.
look. I believe that there's a God.
Yeah.
There is definitely, like, someone sitting up there, like, playing a giant game of foosball or something.
Yeah,
looking
I don't
down,
know
like,
why foosball. Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Snap. That's crazy. Let me just make a tornado real quick. There's a guaranteed fact that there's a higher power.
Okay. I'll agree with that.
Is he a white man with a long beard and a robe?
Maybe not.
Most likely not.
I don't think so.
But I'm pretty sure his name sounded similar to God.
Yeah.
Like, maybe his name was, like Fraud or, like, Sod.
Bod.
Maybe he was just, like, really built, and folks just called him Bod because he just, like, had that
Yeah,
bod.
Exactly. And he was so powerful.
So, I think that's real.
Okay.
Right? So, that being said, I went to a white church.
Oh.
A prison. Me and my dad, we went around Alabama going, like, different churches.
Okay, you're trying to find one.
Yeah, like, every church, every week, we would just go to a different church. Every church. My dad had a coworker that's like, hey, come on through. That'll be cool. Not a lot of people, not a long service.
Okay.
Get you in, get you out. You good. I was like, oh, snap, this sounds crazy.
I'd go.
I did. Only thing was, it was a Presbyterian church.
That's the type of church I play for.
They are scary.
Yep.
When you're the only black man.
I'm the only black person in my church.
That terrifies me to my soul. Have you ever seen Get Out?
I have seen Get Out. It's so good.
After watching those movies, Get Out and Us.
All I'm saying, if there's a white person and me and we're in the same car and we're going to the back country where no one's at,
I'm hopping out that car.
I'm not going.
If we going 60 miles per hour, I'm hopping out that car.
I'm so serious when I say I'm not going.
Because you know what? Once they get me there, they can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
They're going to have to drag me there.
That was some freaky stuff they were trying to do to Get Out.
And you know how those white men came, or those white people came up to the black dude and just started examining him?
Yeah.
When I tell you that's exactly what they did when I walked in, this old white lady, she was like 80 or 90.
Yeah.
She came up to me. Put her palm on my cheek. You said, this is a good one. And walked away.
Just, are you serious?
She came up. My dad, he was talking to his coworker.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there, just looking around, watching all the white kids run around, you know, doing what I do.
Yeah.
So one of them handed me a Sprite. Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. But they handed me a Sprite. And I was like, oh, snap. That's my favorite.
He needs a drink. He's poor.
Yeah. Hey. I'm not gonna lie about my financial situation. Anyway.
Oh, that's okay.
She came up to me out of nowhere. I did not pay any attention to this woman. Psh. This is a nice one. Hey, Tom, hold on a moment.
What?
Walked over to him. I ran to the car. I threw a little white girl over my shoulder because she was in the way. I ran.
She was about to buy you.
I ran to my car.
She was about to take you.
Cause look,
I'm telling you.
I currently go to a church that's like 50-50 white and black.
Okay.
I'm cool with that, you know?
That's good.
White people, I feel like all people of like the same group, like not even black, white, Hispanic, Asian, mm-hmm. like a group of women,
mm-hmm.
a group of men, a group of children, if a group of the same type of people are around together,
yeah,
and you're the only one that's not of that group,
that's not good.
Hey, it's the,
it's just, you just feel outnumbered.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell two things.
What's up?
When I go to that church, I look around. I sit at the piano. I sit down.
Yeah.
And I scan the church, hoping that there will be.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you do this?
Okay.
I feel like you do this.
Okay.
Do you go to a room, and if you're uncomfortable in this room, you look around for the tough, like, if you got into a fight with everybody, you look around for the one that would be the most trouble.
Yeah.
And you, like, size yourself, like, look at him, see how he's, like, walking. Like, all right, so if I go to his left, he ain't gonna take me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do that?
Yes.
I've done that, like, every year.
You gotta plan early.
Hey, keep going.
I look around the church.
Yeah.
Just hoping. Maybe someone who's not white will be here.
A non-white will show up.
Never happens.
Ever?
Never happens. Never. They actually, I had wine for the first time at that church, but I didn't know it because we had communion for the first time, and then because you at my church they do like grape juice.
Lucky.
And I got that, and I drank it, and I looked around. None of the kids were drinking. I was like, oh, this has alcohol.
These kids must hate grape juice, I mean.
I was like, wow, that's the first time I've had wine. And
you,
then...
You tripped up walking out of the church. Oh, snap. Oh, you was wow. Hiccuping? Hey, Mom, I gotta go back.
And then, oh, the second thing.
Second.
When I went to go see Black Panther, opening weekend...
Wakanda
that,
forever.
That felt so good.
Wakanda forever.
Everyone was black.
Wakanda forever. Hey, dude, I'm not black. Or I'm
Wait,
black.
What? Okay.
I'm black. But if you have an idea of like a black person in your mind, like, oh, he's a black dude.
Yeah.
I'm probably not that person.
Me neither.
But
I'm definitely not.
When I'm in a group of black people,
you're black.
I feel so comfortable.
You do.
Like, I feel, have you ever gone to a black cookout?
Yes, yes.
When I tell you the love that's in that room,
everyone appreciates each other. There's no like, you know, some places you go, you like, I can talk to that guy. I can't talk to that guy.
Yeah, you gotta...
I don't care about him.
Uh-huh.
Black cookout, you're all good.
Look, I... My,
you're
I,
all good.
I my family's from Alabama.
Yeah.
I have a great aunt here. Her name's okay. Aunt Kelly. We went to her church. Church, probably like 30, 45 people.
Yeah.
So, one day after service, they said, hey, we all can go over to Auntie Kelly's house for a cookout. I said,
okay.
Wait, what? Hold on. Okay, that's a little weird, but okay, fine.
Yeah.
I guess we just go in, grab some food.
Come Might
in.
As well.
Yeah. We went in there. Everybody was like, hey, what's up? People dapped me up. I got so many hugs. Hey, yes. Sweetie, how you doing? You hungry? Let me go and fix
Everyone's
you a plate.
Everyone's so nice.
Dude, I walked out with like 17 plates on my yes. hands. I gained like a good 17 pounds walking out.
Pound per plate.
They hooked me.
They're so good. And they can cook, too.
They can cook, boy.
Listen, there's a difference between black cooking and white cooking.
Hey,
here's the thing.
What's up?
Black cooking, they've been doing that since they first learned how to cook. And they've been passing down the recipes.
Oh, each generation, they... Look, my dad has a cookbook.
Yes.
His mom gave it to him, I think.
Okay.
Each time he's, like, going out, he tastes something. He finds a coupon. Or not a coupon, but a recipe. It's good. He'll put it in the book and, like, add stuff to it.
Oh, that's good.
I asked if I can have that when he dies.
And
I know that's a little mean to ask.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would give it.
Hey, when you die, let me grab that recipe yeah. book real quick. But each time he cooks something...
Superb.
He used the same skillet, too.
In our cabinet, we have two like recipe card boxes. One for my mom, one for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has all like the burgers... And steaks, all of that in there.
Yeah.
Some from his dad, some he's done. My mom has all of her mom's recipes in there. When I say my mom's mac and cheese is the best mac and cheese.
Duh.
Listen. People, they eat this Kraft mac and cheese. With just the mac, but when you bake it, it hits so
Look,
different.
This is what you gotta do.
Yeah.
My uncle told me this.
Okay.
Every Thanksgiving, I think except for last year, he's made the mac and cheese.
Same with my mom.
Since the divorce, he's made the mac and cheese.
Yeah. Is it good?
Boy, look, this is what he does. This isn't exactly right. I'm not going to give
Reveal.
It out.
Yeah, don't.
So look, I'm going to give you the basics. You boil water, right?
Okay, yeah.
put the macaroni, put the elbows in there. Mm-hmm. Don't use the box stuff. No, don't use the box with the cheese in it. Just get it, like, straight, like elbows, yeah. Like normal elbows. Pour two boxes in there. Let it sizzle.
Okay.
Don't let it boil. Let it sizzle. Right?
Yeah. And then...
And then, you know when you have to wash the spaghetti? Or yeah. Not wash it, but...
Yeah, the...
He pours in there. Cold water. Bop, bop. a little cold water flash, you know. Bop, bop. Just in and out. In and out. Bop, bop. That's all you need. Just, like, two or three of those. Puts it in a... No. What? Puts that in a bowl.
Oh.
Puts the cheese... Puts a good pound of mozzarella cheese. Kraft. Just pours it on top. Let it simmer. Not sizzle this time, but simmer.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Melt that cheese. Get it used to the elbows. Then pour that all in an aluminum pan. Oh. Season it. Right?
Yeah.
A little salt, pepper, cayenne, you know. Paprika, you know. Red pepper flakes, you know.
Yeah, what
everything,
you want.
Everything you need.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're feeling frisky. Throw a little bacon in there. But you can't mess with the mac. You can't mess. You know. You gotta stick with the
original. Gotta keep it pure.
Yeah, gotta keep it pure.
At least somewhat.
Then throw it in the oven. Bow. 15 minutes. Pull it back out. More cheese. Back in the oven. 15 minutes. Pull it back out. More seasoning.
Oh.
Back in the oven. 15 minutes. Serve. Everybody in your house is gonna have a food coma that day. That day. That's a guarantee.
That's so good.
That's a guarantee.
I'm the only black person in my scout troop, right?
That must suck.
It's really bad.
If they all have a question about nature, do they just look at you?
If they have a question about racism in general, they just look at me.
I just can't stand Hispanics. Right, Claiborne?
Like, yeah, sure.
You have to ask me, but...
One time, we were on a campout, right? Or yeah. Were you about to say something?
I was about to say something.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I just got a text from my mom saying that my dad is making burgers.
Dude, you about to eat. You know what? My dad called me while I was in Jazz Band. He said he had burgers ready at home.
Oh, that's so good. My dad is starting to teach me how to make the burgers, too.
You see, he's letting you in on that secret?
Yes. Now, every Friday, he's like, come down and make these burgers.
He makes you make... He's getting you ready.
Yes, and then he grills them. We'll get to that step after. But he's shown me the entire process. His burgers are so good.
He's getting you ready.
Yes, for life.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Maybe a little controversial.
Oh, wait, can I say my thing real quick?
Yeah, go.
I want to point out, I'm the only black person in my scout troop, right? Uh-huh. So every time we have a banquet, we all have to bring food. Everyone expects my mom to bring mac and cheese. Every time. Like, your mom's bringing the mac and cheese, right? I'm like, yeah.
Your mom's gonna bring that Negro mac and cheese, right?
Then the adults go first. So by the time I get there, I have to pray that it's still there. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And then there's one
Most
kid.
Most times it isn't.
She's vegetarian. Homie fills half his plate with mac and cheese sometimes. And he goes to our school. I'll tell you after maybe, but I have a picture on my phone. I swear, half of, like a standard paper plate, but like a little bigger.
Yeah.
Half of it was just straight mac and cheese.
Hey, you gotta commit a good half of your plate to mac and cheese.
I'm like, you're gonna be on the toilet for so long.
Oh, but it's gonna be worth it.
Yes. That mac and cheese is very good.
Alright, let me say something.
Yes, please.
It's probably really controversial, but I was going to say it.
I'll judge that.
Hispanics cook better than blacks.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Please explain yourself.
Let me tell you why. Black people, generally.
You better, okay.
I'm going to make generalizations here. Black people, when they cook, what do they cook for?
What do they cook for?
Like, make it taste good, right?
Yeah.
Make it taste good, like good.
Like that flavor.
Yeah, they want that flavor.
Yeah.
They focus on flavor.
They really do.
Hispanics, they focus on feelings.
I cannot explain the feeling I have when I make a taco, or when I eat a taco.
They make you feel good. And I ain't talking about no Taco Bell taco.
No.
Or no ground beef, cheese, tomato, nah. I'm talking about a street taco. A genuine taco.
It's taco.
A genuine taco.
That's so good.
Dude, Hispanics, they know. Oh, my Jesus. If I can give me a Hispanic girl?
I mean, that's good food for the rest of your life.
Hey, hey.
For the rest of your life, you're set.
Hey.
You're so set.
Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Yes or no? Black.
I agree. I think.
They black people food tastes good. It tastes good, good. Like you gonna want to take a nap after. Hispanic people food, is gonna make you want to party with your family after.
Yes, bro. It's
like,
you can't explain it either.
They're both amazing, but you just can't compare it.
It's just so different.
But me personally, I gotta compare it, and Hispanic is better.
I want to go to Mexican cookout now.
Oh yes, you know they're gonna hook you up.
Speaking of tacos, I'm not gonna go into it.
Yeah.
But do you know who Trevor Noah is?
I do know who Trevor Noah is.
He did a stand-up special on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the story of him having tacos for the first time.
Like what type of tacos?
Like just tacos. You have to listen to it. Everyone at home, look up Trevor Noah tacos bit.
Yeah.
It is so funny. Long story short, the guy offered him a napkin, and it all just went downhill from there because he didn't know what a napkin was.
Since that napkin?
Because he was like, because apparently the guy was like, so you want a napkin, right? He was like, what's a napkin?
What's a napkin?
Just to clean up the mess afterwards. and then it went very downhill from there, but I'll let you listen to it one day.
I would love to listen to it.
Yeah, how long have we been going? I want to show you something.
Show me something.
So, have you ever... Actually, should we go to break?
Let's go to break. Hey, y'all, okay. We about to take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. So, mac and cheese.
37 minutes.
Okay, well, if...
37 minutes.
Let me explain something. Half of the podcast might be gone. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. Maybe I fixed it. Maybe I didn't.
37 minutes.
That was a lot of... Okay, let's just keep going like it didn't even happen. And then we'll just cry afterwards if it's gone.
Okay. Alright. Fine. What was he even doing? One gotta go? Alright. What, you said macaroni's off first?
Yes.
Alright, what's next? Dressing?
Dressing is like...
I feel like mashed potatoes gotta go off next.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, keep them or?
Keep them.
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha. Mashed potatoes stand.
They're so, it's like, potatoes are so good.
Mashed potatoes is love.
You can use potatoes for anything. You can mash them, you can bake them.
You can fry them, you can grill them.
You can sweet them.
You can sweet potato. Imagine that's how they do it.
They just,
they drop a normal potato in just like a bag of sugar.
Yeah. Right,
just give it a week, it'll be
sweet
good.
Sweet potato, here we go.
Sweet potato, that was simple. You know they're so actually easy. Called yams.
What?
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes are called yams?
Yams.
Oh, I've heard the term yams before. Are those yams. Sweet potatoes?
I feel like sweet potato is like when it's like before it's cooked, but a yam is like when it's like all dressed up, mm-hmm. you know, seasoned.
Yeah.
You know, cut all open, steaming out. That's a yam right there.
It hits different.
That's a yam. So yam and sweet potato are two completely different things.
Yeah. I feel like, at least.
That's what they should.
So does that leave green beans to go?
It leaves green beans and dressing.
Okay. How about we say what we have, what we want to go?
Three. No, greens and dressing.
Greens and dressing?
Greens and dressing. Which one has to go?
Yeah. I'm saying I'll count three.
Wait. I got to think about this. Okay, this is a lot you're putting on me right now.
Okay.
Greens
I'll let you think. Dressing.
Greens, they got that. Dressing, they got.
Just think, like
I know what has to go.
Okay.
We're saying what has to go.
Yeah, what has to go.
Okay, what we're getting rid of.
Yes, well, what right. we're getting rid of.
Three, two, one.
Dressing. Greens. What?
Hold up a moment, Clay Warren.
Why do you want to get rid of dressing?
You getting rid of greens?
Yes.
Greens.
Greens are overrated.
Boy, don't make me. I will.
Please don't.
Let me tell you why dressing has to go.
Okay, please do.
What is dressing?
Stuffing.
What is it composed of?
It's like, what is it composed of?
It's just like breadcrumbs and seasoning.
It's like a lot of bread.
It's good and all.
But like...
But greens?
Greens are like...
Let me ask you something. Okay, let me ask you something.
Please.
You ever had a plate of greens? Or a cup of greens? Not a cup, but like a bowl. A little bowl of greens with some turkey in there?
Yeah.
With the seasoning?
I mean, greens are like...
Greens? You ever had the juice? That juice? That green juice?
I mean...
That green juice, Clay Warren?
Greens...
I can't get rid
whenever
of that.
Whenever I eat greens, I feel like I'm forced to eat them. Because, like, there's
just... Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Have you ever been forced to brush your teeth?
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But you love your teeth right now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I just feel like... dressing, I feel like if you do it right, there could be a lot of flavor there. Greens, though?
But looks, it's still the same consistency. You always know what you're going to get with greens. We always know what you're going to get with dressing.
No. I've had bad greens in my life.
Yeah, because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, which is why they're... But dressing, it's guaranteed.
All right, look, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Would you rather always make an 80 on a test?
Okay.
Or have a 50-50 chance either failing it or making 100?
Well, I would rather make an 80 on a test. That's a horrible comparison.
But a 50-50 chance of 100.
Or zero.
Or 100, though.
Or zero.
I feel like you're just discounting the 100.
The 100 is nice.
You have a 50% chance of getting 100.
I'm flipping a coin between passing and failing.
Actually, a coin flip is more like 50-49-1. What do you mean? 49-51. Because the head is heavier.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Is that actually true?
I swear.
Did you look that up?
Yeah, it's not. It's real. The way that they indent the head of the coin
is heavier.
It's heavier. So there's a higher statistical chance that it'll land tails.
It's bias, basically.
Yeah, it's bias.
So don't flip coins, y'all.
Don't flip coins.
Unless you pick heads.
Actually, can I give you a scenario?
Sure.
I saw a video about this last night. It's called the Monty Hall problem.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's say there are three doors in front of you.
Three?
Three doors. All right?
Yeah.
One of the doors has $10 million behind it.
Okay.
The other two, they only have a goat.
Okay.
Whichever door you open, or whichever door you choose, that's the one you have to, whatever's behind it is what you have to take.
Is there a butt coming?
No. Okay. Pick a door.
The $10 million one.
One, two, or three.
One.
All right. Now, let's say the show host is like, okay, you pick door one.
Yeah.
Now, how about I open door two? They open it, and a goat's behind it.
I made a good choice.
So then they do this. Either you can stick with the answer that you have right now, or you can switch to door number three.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They could be lying to me about door one.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're saying why would I switch to door three?
They're just giving you the option.
Why would I switch? I know, I'm sticking with door one.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You have a higher statistical chance of getting the money if you always switch.
Why?
I'm glad you asked, Claiborne.
Please tell me.
So, actually, I don't want to get it wrong. Let me look it up.
Okay, please do.
But basically, it's basically like thinking, okay, you have one choice, but here it is. Okay, so they say that behind two doors is a sheep, right?
I thought it was a goat.
I find it's a goat. Behind the other door is a car.
Okay.
You have a 2 out of 3 chance of picking that sheep, right?
Yeah.
But you only have a 1 in 3 chance of picking that car. So, let's say, statistically, you keep the car. Like, you choose the car. You choose the door with the car. That means they open another door, and you only have 1 chance to switch.
Yeah.
There's a 1 in 6 chance that you'll get the car and keep it throughout the whole thing. But if you get the sheep, and they open another door...
Yeah. Then wait. Okay.
I'm saying is I think it's like a 69% chance or 67% chance that if you switch, you will always get the money.
So you have a higher chance if you switch after knowing that one of them is not the thing.
Yeah, if you always switch.
So always switch.
Always switch.
You said there's a 69% chance?
67.7.
67. Oh, yeah. 7. Wait, no, it's 66.66666666666. No, it's not. Oh, it is. Yeah, you're right. No, yeah, because it rounds up to 67.
7.
7. All right. Next time, I'll switch. Thank you. What's in this?
Read the ingredients. We're talking about a zinger.
It's a
new thing from Hostess. It's not new. I think I had it when I was like small.
partially produced with genetic engineering. That's terrifying.
That's where the flavor comes from. Tinkering with biology.
That's where it comes from.
That's where the ingenuity derives itself.
That's where you get all the good stuff from. Can I show you the thing now? Because I really
Sure. Okay. So we're about to end the podcast.
Yeah, this might not end it, depending on how it goes. But
okay, are you saying there's probably gonna be a discussion after?
I think there will. So, have you ever wondered, let me put this down, let me eat this actually. Have you ever wondered, I'll eat this while you watch it. Have you ever wondered what the meaning of life is?
Are we doing this? I have wondered.
Now, someone figured it out.
How?
I'll give you three guesses who.
Three, like who?
Yeah, who. Out of everyone that you know. Everyone that you know of, who, don't look, but who guessed it?
I feel like Danny DeVito would know the secret to life.
That's a good guess. What are your two other guesses?
Barack Obama.
He's smart.
I feel like he's really been through a lot.
Yeah.
He'd have a lot
he's
to base.
Really good.
I told you. It's the genetic engineering. That's where it comes from. Last guess? Have you ever seen Empire?
You know about this?
Are you a main guy from Empire? Wait, stop. When I took the phone, I saw the dude. I'm sorry, man.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. Did you ever think that Terrence Howard...
He disappeared for like 10 years.
No one cares about him.
And he comes back up. Hey, I know what life means. What?
Listen, let me give you... I'm not going to give you much context.
I don't need any.
He's retiring from acting. And he's at the Emmys, right?
Yeah.
Because he's on TV. And they ask him a very simple question.
The meaning of life?
No, that's really not the question.
Can I tell you what I think the meaning of life is?
What?
To leave the world better than how you found it.
That's kind of what he's trying to do, I think.
By leaving acting? That's hilarious.
Just
I don't think I'm a good enough actor, so
listen, he figured it out.
Did he?
All of it.
All right, then.
Everything. Let me just skip to the good part. Or to the part where the actual interview starts. And your dad is trash, but that's okay. You get mad about that?
We can use your phone. No, oh, wait.
We can't. I would love to use my phone, but...
Shut up, Clayboy. You know my phone's better anyway. #Samsung gang.
We're not going to get back into this.
Samsung is better than Apple.
It's... Everyone disagrees with you.
Everyone
except
agrees
for people
with
who
me.
Have Samsung.
Because they can see the truth. They understand...
They're blind.
Well, y'all... are veiled because you're believing the lie that Apple tells y'all are sheep. That's
okay,
y'all are
sheep again. You're kicked off the podcast.
I'm sorry. I love you, Clayborne. No. I didn't mean it like that. Please don't kick me off the podcast.
I'll do it. No, I misclicked. I have to redo it. It's taking a lot longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, I was actually planning on going home taking a nap right now.
But, I just want to get
Clayborne.
I just want to know.
I really hope those 37 minutes aren't gone.
I'm gonna actually cry if they're gone.
I really hope they aren't gone, listen. Man. Hey y'all, we talked. So what's okay? I'm gonna try to sum up the 37 minutes right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I pulled it up, so you're good. Just do it quick.
White churches are scary if you're black. Black people cook better than white. Hispanic people cook better than black.
Mm-hmm.
And Get Out was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
Great movie. That's about it, right?
You ready?
I'm ready. Show it to me.
Okay.
Play it loud enough so they can hear it.
Yeah, it's at max.
All right, let's go.
I'll play it up here so they can hear it.
In the house, Terrence Howard here. You made huge headlines when you said, after you complete these 15 episodes of Empire, you got to walk away for a while or forever?
For good. I mean, everyone keeps trying to tell me, don't say it's forever, but I've spent 37 years pretending to be people so that people can pretend to watch and enjoy what I'm doing when I've made some discoveries in my own personal life with the science that, you know, Pythagoras was searching for.
First of all, I hate it when people do this.
You know when you ask them a question and they talk about what they want to talk about?
Hey, what do you think about the math test? Well, I got home. You know, my bed wasn't made. That was strike one, you know. Then I was hungry, but I didn't have any food, so I had to leave the house, go to the store, get some food, come back home, cook it, eat it, then go to sleep. It was just a lot, you know. Dude, answer the question.
Finish it out. There's a good break in there.
All right.
Just play it out.
Okay.
I'm going to open up the flower of life properly. I've made some discoveries in my own personal life with the science that, you know, Pythagoras was searching for. I was able to open up the flower of life properly and find the real wave conjugations that we've been looking for 10,000 years.
No.
Terrence Howard sounds like a crazy man right now.
Keep going.
You know, Pythagoras was searching for. I was able to open up the flower of life properly and find the real wave conjugations that we've been looking for 10,000 years. Why would I continue, you know, walking on water for tips when I've got an entire generation to teach a whole new world?
That's a big remark. What do you intend to do?
Well, let me put it this way. All energy in the universe is expressed in motion.
Answer the question!
Do you see the way they tried to
don't put it in him? I saw how his jaw clenched when they took the mic away from him. Like, ooh, you know, I then white man. Dude, answer the question.
What do you intend to do?
Well, let me put it this way.
Don't all put it any way.
All energy in the universe is expressed in motion. All motion is expressed in waves. All waves are curved. So where does the straight lines come from to make the platonic solids? There are no straight lines. So when I took the flower of life and opened it properly, I found whole new wave conjugations that expose the in-between spaces. It's the thing that holds us all together.
Okay.
Oh, that's not it. You think that's it? No, let's just... I just want... What do you think so far?
Acting does things to people, man.
I mean, that method acting where you think you're the character? What are wave conjugations?
He jumped from so many different... He went from all energy... in the universe is expressed through what?
He said, let me think. All energy in the universe is expressed in motion. Motion is expressed by waves. Waves are curves. Then where do the straight lines come from that make the platonic solids?
Okay.
There are no straight lines.
His question was, what do you plan to do to leave your mark on history?
This may sound, let me put it this way.
let me answer that question with a question. Where do the straight lines come from, huh?
To make the platonic solids.
What's a platonic? Pythagoras? He's the guy with that theorem, isn't he?
He discovered the size that Pythagoras was searching for 10,000 years.
But
where is his train? He went to acting school.
He needs to go to school. Because he didn't get enough from... I'm not... Okay.
He opened up the flower of life properly.
What's the flower of life?
I don't know.
What is... He does cocaine.
You know what scares me?
It is one hell of a drug, Claymore.
He is convinced that what he's saying makes sense.
He is 100% positive.
He said that in the same tone as he would just say, yeah, I thought I've done enough TV, right? He's like, I mean, I've opened up the flower of life properly, and I found the wave conjugations. The way he tied it all up, that's what holds us all together.
It's like he's explaining to someone how to get to the store. So,
listen, so first energy in the universe... Express in waves. Waves is motion. Curves.
No straight lines.
So basically, there are no straight lines.
What else did he say after?
You ready to continue? Let me see if I can find it. It's not blowing up, is it?
Platonic solids. Wow.
But wait. Dating going on?
You thought that was it? It isn't. There's more.
No.
I'm sharing that on Tuesday when I receive my star, I'm going to be able to prove that gravity is only an effect and not a force. I'm putting something on YouTube where I will build the planet Saturn without gravity and build the Milky Way galaxy without gravity.
Did you also Tuesday. Say you're getting your star?
Yeah.
On the Walk of Fame.
On the Walk of Fame, which is interesting. How am I getting a star when I've never for a TV when I've never received an Emmy nomination for TV?
You're a presenter tonight. You can do whatever you want when you stand in front of that microphone. What are you going to do?
I have no idea. I'm just being honest and looking at it. You know, I would think an Emmy nomination would come first. Well, there you are.
I tried to change it.
Right.
They asked him a simple question.
This man.
What do you plan on doing when you're on stage? I have no idea. You know what he does have an idea about? Building Saturn.
He's going to make the universe.
He said, I'm going to rebuild Saturn without gravity. Listen. Gravity is an effect, not a force.
Okay.
I just...
So, first of all...
Yeah?
Saturn... Isn't it? I don't want to be stupid here, but isn't that a gas giant?
It is.
Okay, where would you find that gas on Earth to build a planet from it?
In the platonic solids.
There are no platonic solids.
Oh, there are no straight lines. I'm just. What if he's right?
Claymore.
What if we're all stupid?
Get out of this car.
And he figured it out.
Get out of this car right now.
What if he figured it out? Like, listen.
Get in. I don't know why you're doing this. He's
the descendant of Pythagoras.
Dude. He needs to stop acting.
He is.
He needs to go to a quiet room, read a book about physics and the laws of the universe. He's gonna build Saturn.
Can we show this to Mr. Smith? When he comes back?
Mr. Smith is gonna slap this phone out of my hand. He's going to build Saturn.
How? He's releasing it on YouTube next week, apparently.
Didn't you say Tuesday?
Yeah.
We gotta make a podcast.
We have to watch it.
We gotta watch it like while we're recording.
Yes, he's going to rebuild Saturn without gravity.
You know how much I would want to see that?
So much. I'm just so curious how he's gonna justify it. You know how he's gonna do it.
You know what makes this even more funny to me?
What?
In my mind, as soon as he said that, I imagined him on a really, really tall ladder with a hammer and some nails, and he's just up in space. Almost done.
We're almost there. I'll get my star tomorrow.
He drops his hammer. Oh, gotta go back down. He's going down that ladder for 2 days straight.
I'm going to rebuild Saturn. I don't need gravity. You think what? I need gravity?
Saturn.
You know what proves that this guy is crazy?
Tell me.
2 years ago, on Twitter, he posted a 4-page essay on why 1 × 1 = 2. Can I show it? Cause I just there are parts of it.
Claymore,
open your
Claymore.
He's been like this for a while.
I don't know if I can keep doing this. And then
someone commented on Twitter, and I promise you, he said, "You're wrong in the first part." He said, "Reread it. There are no mistakes."
I didn't mess up on my writing. You messed up on your reading.
He's so serious.
Claymore.
Let me show you.
Why does this happen to all the good people? Why do all the good ones have to go crazy?
I don't know. I want you to read certain parts of this out loud. First of all...
I'm scared, Claymore.
Read the initial tweet.
I'm scared.
Once it comes up.
I don't know if I can handle this.
Can I log in?
Sure. I don't think I have an account, but...
Okay, can I just... Wait. Your account is messing me up. I can't pull it up.
Oh my god. Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard.
Let me... Your phone is so bad. Okay, let me pull it up on my phone then. Because it's...
Oh no, Terrence. Why, Terrence?
He really...
Terrence, why?
I pulled this up yesterday. I'll pull it up here. Okay. So I want you to read... Hold on.
This is the proof to the world of science and mathematics that 1 × 1 = 2.
There's 4 pages of this. I'd like to explain. Okay. Just read the first paragraph.
Okay.
You got it.
The first paragraph.
Yes.
First and foremost, let us ask the most obvious question. Is this a finished equation? Yes or no? The answer is no. Let us start our forensic audit there. isn't an incomplete equation. Why? Because it's not even on both sides.
Listen to why.
Yes, nature desires action, but demands equilibrium. Therefore, in order for an equation to be finished or completed, both sides of the equation must be equally balanced.
Listen, read those first two lines and listen to why it's not finished.
Yet, in the case of 1 times 1 equals 1, we have an unfinished equation.
Read why.
Because we have... Okay. Okay.
Read it.
I don't feel comfortable reading this.
Read it out loud to see how it sounds when you say it.
Did someone actually think this?
Yes, he thinks this.
Did he write? He wrote this.
Read the top. Unbalanced equation argument. 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 1. It equals 2 by Terrence Deshaun Howard.
First he wrote of all, this. Okay.
Just read the second line first. And then
because we have 2 ones on one side of the equation and 1 one on the other side of the equation.
Okay.
Get this phone out of my
This is no, just one more part.
Claiborne.
Read the bottom paragraph.
I'm scared. This is I'm scared.
Don't read ahead, just read it out loud and see how it makes sense in your head. The bottom okay. This is what it all revolves around. All
right.
Just read it.
Then one is added to itself one time and you get 2. Now add the plus 1 on the left side of the equation.
Oh, wait. Let me just point out, he added 1 to both sides.
Okay.
Why? I don't know, but...
Sure. Add the plus 1 to the left side of the equation, and also add the plus 1 to the right side of the equation. And it gives you the answer, 3 equals 2. And that doesn't look like the balanced equation that we're looking for, does it?
Let me tell you...
How dare he end with that tone? How dare he end like he actually made a point?
That's not the end of it. There's three more pages. We won't read them because they're BS. But his justification was, he says multiplication is adding a number to itself the amount of times the number is in the second number. So
1 times 16 to 17.
Basically, because what he's saying is like 3 times 2, add 3 to itself twice, 6. This man said 1 times 1, you add 1 to itself once. What do you get?
That's not the definition of multiplication.
2 equals 1. Get this. Take it. And I want to
say to the audience that it's been fun. I'm sorry for anything you've heard that can be perceived as blasphemous.
Just listen. Everyone go home. Find the flower of life.
Don't
open it properly.
Don't give these people.
And then
don't give these people this false
click
advice.
Click the record a question button and tell us what you find when you open it properly. Open it properly though.
How can you open the? Okay,
I'm just listen. I thought this dude was cool. He was in Iron Man for a little bit.
He was in Iron Man.
He got kicked out. Because you know why he got kicked out?
Tell me.
Robert Downey Jr. I don't know how much he got paid. A lot. He was like, I want to get paid that much.
Hold up.
He's in the movie for a good maybe 6 or 7
the
scenes.
The sidekick of Iron Man. The friend. The casual acquaintance of Iron Man.
This
thought,
man
you know
walked
what?
Up. He walked up to Marvel and said, you know, you're making that Iron Man 2, right? Listen. I'm an Iron Man. I should get paid as much as the Iron Man. And they said, get yourself out of here.
Please don't tell me that actually happened.
That I probably he wanted look
to
it up.
Get, he wanted
look
to get up. Paid as much as Robert Downey Jr.
He wanted to get paid as much as the lead. Marvel said, "Ha ha, funny joke." He's like, "I wasn't joking."
Who's laughing here? Clay. Okay.
I thought he was cool. Instead, he's trying to find the platonic solids.
Oh, he's found it. He found it.
He thinks he found it.
He has that bad boy.
I'm so curious how he rebuilt Saturn. I want to listen to a lecture from him.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I don't want him to fail, but I want to hear his explanation as to why it didn't work.
That was only 3 minutes of the entire story. That was the cliff notes of the entire equation of what connects all of us. They asked him, how are you doing or something? Or why are you quitting acting?
Well, because there are no straight lines.
There are no straight lines. So why? So what are you planning to do after?
I found the Flower of Life, and I'm going to build Saturn.
What about that star on the Walk of Fame?
I'm not going to use gravity, because it is an effect.
What's the difference between an effect and a force?
I'm going to build Saturn.
Does that conclude the podcast?
I want to end this right now. I need to rest my brain.
We can't. I think we can go any longer.
What?
I don't think we can go any longer.
I don't want to go any longer. I'm scared.
Well, that's it.
I started this podcast with so much hope.
We found the platonic solids.
I really hope y'all hear the other 37 minutes that we're probably... You're probably not going to hear it.
Listen, everyone. In your next math class, when you're graphing...
Don't.
And it's a straight line...
Don't.
Raise your hand and say, actually, sir... There are no straight lines. And he's going to say why. He or she will say why. And then explain to them what Terrence just explained to you.
You call him Terrence? Y'all on a first name basis?
I mean, he's so smart. I mean...
Go talk to Terrence. See what he tells you.
Just try to see what they say.
Please don't.
That's my advice to you for the week.
Anyways, my advice for you for the week? Don't listen to Claymore. You will end up in an insane asylum. With a wall full of cushions.
Can I ask you something?
What's up?
Did that live up to the hype?
What?
The video.
No. I thought you were going to actually give me an answer. Like a answer.
No. No one's figured that out.
The reason of life is to... I still feel like my reason of life is much better than his.
What's yours and we'll end it?
My reason of life is to leave the world better than how you found it.
That's it. See y'all next week.
And also never listen to Terrence Howard.
Okay, right. Nathan, so since we were talking about food...
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Okay.
One gotta go.
Okay.
You know how this works?
Yep.
I'm gonna give you four options.
And one gotta go.
Yeah. But this is how I want you to do it. I want you to start off with one that has to stay.
Okay.
Another one that has to stay. And the last one that has to stay.
Okay, gotcha, right? gotcha.
One gotta go. Thanksgiving. You ready?
Okay. Wait, can I stop you real quick?
What's up?
Could you repeat the instructions? Because I forgot.
I'm gonna list off four foods.
Okay.
You tell me the three that have to stay.
The three that have to stay.
And for each one, give me a reason.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Right, you ready?
Like this. Okay.
All right, one gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Macaroni. Mm-hmm. Greens.
Okay. And...
Wait, what did I say?
Mashed potatoes,
macaroni, greens, turkey. Wait, no.
Okay, I know
instantly. No.
What?
Last one. Final. Mashed potatoes. Greens.
Okay.
Mac and cheese. Dressing.
Answer's still the same.
Still the same? All right. Which one has to stay? Would you go back and forth?
I believe mac and cheese has to stay.
Oh, yeah. Mac and cheese is so much more than a food now.
It's like, it's an experience.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, all right.
Whenever you go to a place, you want to try their mac and cheese, I feel like.
If anyone can cook really good, if they don't have good mac and cheese, they can't cook.
It's over. And like I said, my mom's mac and cheese is very good. So if that goes, I don't know what else I would do
during Thanksgiving. Cry. You know, mac and cheese is that one. I used to have a babysitter.
Oh, really?
She always made me mac and cheese. Sounds I fell really in love good. With that babysitter.
When? How old were you?